Hey guys, checking back in. Hope everybody is great. Got some good news, big update on a case that we should all be paying attention to, and that's over in Missouri. And that is, I've done a couple videos on it, but for those who are new to the channel, Missouri in 2022 passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act. And what that said was the federal government could not tap into any state resources, local, city, county, sheriffs, anything to do what they do, and that is to infringe on the Second Amendment. So the law said any officer who knowingly helped the federal government violate a Missouri citizen's Second Amendment rights could be sued civilly, which means it comes out of their pocket, for $50,000 for each occurrence, and then not be employable and stuff like that. It was a phenomenal law, and a couple other states have followed suit. In fact, Tennessee has one very similar in the process right now. Hope it passes. Being as it was the first in the nation, Missouri's SAPA law pissed off the Joe Biden administration. So the feds, the Department of Justice, sued Missouri trying to eliminate the SAPA law, saying that it violated the Constitution's Supremacy Clause. So it's gone back and forth. It was overturned. It was reinstated. Missouri appealed to the Supreme Court to jump in, and the Supreme Court denied to take the case. Again, it's very rare that they take any case until there's a final judgment. However, in the dissent, Clarence Thomas said that if they had taken up the case, he would have reinstituted Missouri's law. Missouri's argument is, hey, we're trying to protect our citizens' Second Amendment rights that the Constitution says. Plus, our 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says clearly any power that is not specifically delegated to the federal government in the Constitution is reserved to the states or to the people. So Missouri is taking that for what it says, and they're trying to protect the citizens of Missouri. I'm going to show you a couple quick quotes from the Attorney General out of Missouri, because on Friday he was before the 8th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals 3-judge panel trying to tell them, hey, the feds are trying to violate the Constitution, specifically the 10th Amendment, and telling states what laws they can pass when clearly the Founding Fathers valued each individual's state's powers. A couple quick things I'm going to show you, and we'll be back to wrap it up. Here's a quote from Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. The Second Amendment Preservation Act is about protecting our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, but it's also a codification of the anti-commandeering doctrine from the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution. The federal government may not use state law enforcement or the apparatus of the state or its political subdivisions to enforce unconstitutional statutes and rules. He also said, our founding fathers are rolling over in their graves. Founding fathers would have understood that states are guarantors of individual liberties. Biden's Department of Justice rejects that text, history, and tradition of the United States Constitution. Bailey went on to say that the line of questioning from the 3 judges in this panel led him to believe that they were kind of doubting the Department of Justice's angle here. And he also did note that the 3 judges were a George W. appointee, a George H.W. appointee, and a Barack Obama appointee. And in the following questions, he did say that if these 3 judges did not render a favorable ruling for Missouri, that it was his constitutional duty to protect his citizens' rights, and he would appeal en banc and then ultimately to the Supreme Court. This, guys and gals, is a huge case. Even if you don't live in Missouri, this case is telling the anti-freedom beings that are within Congress, the ones that are actually controlling the country, that, you know what, we've had enough, and this state and a couple others that have passed SAPA laws, we will stand against your tyranny. And that's huge. Now, I am, as you know, if you've been here for a while, I am one that says that those rules, avenues, and laws are already there. They were there from the founding. But it is good to see that Missouri is stepping up specifically to hit people in the pocket if they help the feds violate the rights of their citizens. I love this law. I really do. A couple other states, like I said, have passed it. A couple other states are attempting to right now. And that's sending a big, big sign, a big, big notice to not just the Joe Biden administration, but all the administrations, past and future, that are favorable to restricting the Second Amendment. That's an infringement. Any instrictment, any restriction is an infringement. And I also want to say that I was at the Freedom 2A Freedom Fest this weekend in Florida, and was talking with one of the speakers who said that every 2 years, you know, every session of Congress is 2 years. Every 2 years, we pass millions of words as new laws and new rules, further restricting and chipping away at the original, the Constitution. And that made me think of things a little bit differently. Why would we be favorable to passing more and more and more rules when we are supposed to be free and free and free and have individual liberties? I hope that wakes you guys and gals up a little bit, because that did to me. But I think Missouri is on the right path. Good on the Attorney General for saying, I am going to go all the way to the top on this one. And the other states that have passed SAPA laws and the states that are hopefully passing it this session, good on you. And we the people have the power, guys and gals. Never forget, if we stand up, their game is done. And I hope you can help me get this information out, because since getting the strike, YouTube hates this channel right now. Please like the video. Please share the video. Thank you for your time. Subscribe to the channel down below on the left corner here, which is lower right for you. It's free. Doesn't cost you a nickel, but it tells YouTube, hey, this channel has information worth seeing for other people. And I appreciate that. Thank you kindly. Off to our new facility at Blackout Coffee to check it out. And I can't wait to show you what's coming in the very near future. Check it out, blackoutcoffee.com/GNG down below. Love y'all. Be safe. Stay vigilant. Carry a gun. You are your own first responder. You can react to save yourself faster than anybody can even dial a phone, let alone have a car be aware that made aware that something's happening and have them drive to you. Take it easy, y'all.